This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Okay, on to Steve Sullivan, who got his deal taken care of before today, I think.
Yes, he did.
Signings today, losing track of time. But he got his deal done and is headed to Phoenix. It's Dev Placy and EJ Redick in New York. Congratulations, and tell us how you feel about taking the one-year deal and going to Phoenix.
It's exciting. I think that, I wasn't sure exactly what was going to happen on July 1st. And there's a little bit of a waiting game for everyone, and I think that I'm excited. I really am. I think that you look at how they were able to make a run last year in the playoffs, such a team effort and such a running on a good goaltender. So I'm looking forward to getting down there and trying to sort of familiarize myself with the area.
Hey Steve, is it a little bit of a strange time for players when you had two really big fish on the market in Zach Parise and Ryan Suter? And so the teams that are interested, and there were many, are focused on that. There's a lot of other players, yourself included, that are trying to get something done, and you know that your future may be somehow tied to what's going on with those guys. Is it an odd time for you?
It was a little odd, absolutely, because you're trying to balance between, what teams are going to be interested, what teams are not going to be interested. The teams that are interested in those two players are waiting to see their fate with them. So, but you're negotiating with the teams that, aren't in the negotiations with those two big players, and they want to try to better their teams right away. So you're stuck between trying to wait and see, where the dominoes are going to fall and maybe lose out on another deal, or, just sign up right away and think, what it is what it is. So it was a tough couple days, and we did wait around for Pittsburgh for a little while, and then but then we were told that even if they weren't going to get that crazy, that they might move on. So then we were able to try to get the best deal possible for myself.
Yeah, Steve, I was going to ask you that. Obviously, Pittsburgh told you that. Were there any other teams that kind of sent a similar message to your agent in terms of, hey, we're interested, but we just want to see what else is happening?
Yeah, there was a few teams, but not as many as I was hoping.
Oh, there never is, right?
Steve, nobody
exactly.
Called me. Nobody called me, if it makes you feel better.
So you know what? And, and like I said, I think that, I looked at Phoenix, and, a lot of people are nervous about signing there. And you look at the Shane Doan situation, that he's been there a long time and had to deal with the ownership issues for many, many years. And I thought for myself, getting a one-year deal, it wasn't going to be an issue for me. We're pretty darn sure that they're going to be there for this upcoming season, and that's what the length of my contract is. So that was not a problem for me. And I looked at the hockey team, and being around the league for a while now, there's probably not one person who's ever been coached by Coach Tippett that hasn't had the raving reviews about him. So I was really excited to get that opportunity.
Well, yeah, they don't give up any goals, so anything you score will be a bonus, because that goaltender played so unbelievable last year. And they lose Ray Whitney, and Don Mullaney was talking about how excited he was to have you in the fold, and might you get an opportunity to play on the power play and have get a lot of minutes and a lot of ice time and get the opportunity like Ray Whitney got there last year.
Yeah, I mean, that's the sentiment I got from them also, and, obviously I'm not going in to try to replace Ray Whitney. He's done an outstanding job out there, and obviously by the Dallas Stars have got himself a really good player in Ray. So I'm going to go in there and try to be the best player that I can be, and build off of the season I had last year. I think that the last couple of years after the injury have been pretty good, and I still feel extremely healthy and still have some young legs in me. So I'm looking forward to try to bring the best possible to Phoenix.
Hey, Steve, you're going to a team that went to the Final Four last year. I mean, they went to the Western Conference Final, but I want to ask you just about the Pittsburgh situation, because I remember when you signed there, obviously the idea of going to Pittsburgh right now is attractive because of the megastar players they have with Malkin and Crosby. They're leading the way. Is there disappointment for you that maybe that Sidney was just hurt so much and injured, now the lineup? Was that a disappointing thing? Because I'm sure anybody who goes into that situation would really be excited about the opportunity to maybe play with Sidney.
Yeah, no, I think that we still got to see, a lot of a really good Sidney Crosby. And I think that, in the playoffs, I think that, you can't handpick your team and say, well, I'm going to go here and win a Stanley Cup. Obviously, that's not how it works, obviously. And we saw that. We saw how some matchups just don't match up good against some teams. And, or you play 5-6 days of bad hockey and you're out. So, yeah, it would have been nice to have a Sidney Crosby, but I think that, you know, they're obviously a better hockey club with them. But I thought that, you know, throughout the season, we showed a lot of, we played really good hockey without them. And I think that, you know, with or without them, I think that we were looking for a better result than what we got.
So you've done the warm weather thing playing in Nashville, but just, you know, I guess pack your flip-flops and your shorts, and you're going to certainly enjoy the scenery out there.
Yeah, well, it's 105 degrees here in Nashville right now, so and I look in, it's the same in Phoenix. So yeah, it's going to be a little bit of the same weather, but we're looking forward to the opportunity and the challenge. It's going to be fun.
Hey, Steve, before I let you go, you were, as Deb mentioned, you know, you spent a lot of time with the Nashville Predators organization. They had a tough day yesterday losing Ryan Suter. You got to play alongside Ryan, and you know him from a personal standpoint. I mean, what do you imagine it was, you know, what I guess what I could ask you is, what do they lose in Nashville with Ryan Suter, and what does Minnesota gain as someone who played with him?
Nashville loses a lot, and I think that it's, you know, he's a dynamic defenseman that isn't you know, a star figure or a upfront figure. I think that he does all the little intangibles that make you successful. I think that you really got to pay attention to him for full 60 minutes to really enjoy what that guy can bring to the hockey team. He does it all, and yeah, he might not score, you know, 20 or 25 goals and lead all defensemen in goal scoring, but you know what? Whoever he's playing with. You know, Shea Weber is definitely, you know, an all-star defenseman in his own, but I think that playing with Ryan Suter sure helped him a lot, and vice versa. So I think that you know, he's definitely a top-tier defenseman, and I know for a fact that he was torn having to leave Nashville, and you know, it was a really difficult decision for him. But Minnesota's picking up a defenseman that they can play, you know, 25-30 minutes of solid hockey. He's going to shut down the other team's you know, top player, top line, and do an outstanding job at it. So, you know, Minnesota's become a much better hockey club in the last couple of days.
A Masterton Trophy winner and inspiration in his own right. Steve Sullivan, thank you so much for this. You're going to love Arizona. Have a great season, and we'll talk to you along the way.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it.
Thanks, Steve.
You got it. Enjoy. Yeah, good for him.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.